This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across the country, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Twitter, at Captain's America, and the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you, Ms. Denise.
Good morning.
Now, I want to start out by talking about the situation in the Middle East in general, because the Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning to all American citizens wherever they're at in the Middle East, pretty much telling them to either come back home or to be extremely very, very careful at doing what you're doing because of all the threats that are out there. So you take it from there.
Getting some interesting things from the Department of Homeland Security, because about 8 o'clock last night, too, they had sent out a pretty interesting, I've been waiting on it, actually, this is really the second time, coming from the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, otherwise known as CISA, saying that as the nation's risk advisor, CISA is sharing with you this to ensure that you've considered how the increased geopolitical tensions and threats of aggression might affect you, such as retaliatory cyber and physical attacks. As you read these insights, we hope that they will assist you in how you look at yourself, your facilities, and your operations from the outside in. Knowing how you may be exposed or targeted will help you better prepare to act, collaborate, and report. So, finally, you know, some of these people, you know, in higher positions are saying cyber is going to take on a much larger role. They've been putting out some pretty sizable warnings. Now, the other interesting thing is that those soldiers, part of the 82nd Airborne, have been banned from bringing any personal cell phones, laptops, tablets, or any of the electronic devices, saying that, you know, this really isn't the normal kind of deployment, but they want 100% operational security and force protection measures. So, yeah, this one's kind of taking on a little bit different look, which sort of tells me, and this is just me thinking, some of these measures that we're taking are inferring to me that we may be a little have a lot more targets on the table than we otherwise would.
Well, I thoroughly get that, and I thoroughly understand, and I totally agree with not taking your cell phones or laptop computers or things like that, because we do know that Iran is very capable of cyber warfare, and we do have our cyber folks that are over in theater, so I'm not surprised at all. As a matter of fact, I would be surprised if we didn't do that.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is... we're hearing a lot about troop movement and aircraft flown around. Six B-52s flew into the region yesterday, and people right away are going, whoa. And then we had some F-22s that were moved, some F-35s. So we are hearing about various movements right now.
I was really kind of looking at some things carefully. I know that... the Khamenei advisor has actually put out a list in the map, and on the map they've listed all the countries in the Middle East and put the number of U.S. troops in each of the countries. It's like, oh, now I can't read it because it's all in Farsi, but I can see the, you know, the maps and the numbers. So they are... they're taking a very different posture here, but that's okay. Now, we did send six B-52s to Diego Garcia. Now, they are ordered for operations against Iran, but they have not been given any signals yet. So let's be calm on that one. They went to Diego Garcia, which is a common location.
Oh, that's all true. And, of course, I've been talking with some of my Air Force contacts, both active and retired, and they're telling me that they very quietly over the past several weeks moved some maintenance personnel into some of these areas where the planes have just flown into.
Okay. That would make sense.
All right, now hold the fort there because we're going to break, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, there's really some interesting things on the impeachment front here. We're hearing about John Bolton, who said that he's willing to testify, but then guess what? Our senator in Florida, Marco Rubio, came out and said, not so fast. We're not going to issue a subpoena for John Bolton. So who knows where we're going with all this. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA. And if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll see the USCCA logo link right there on the right side. Click on that logo link and you got an opportunity to sign up to win a free pistol and a year's worth of ammunition for the gun. So not only do you get the gun, you get a year's worth of ammunition. Now that's worth chiming into and taking a part of. So sign up, register to win the gun, the contest, and then once you get done with that, you'll see three levels of membership. Consider becoming a member, because if you do, you'll have total peace of mind should you ever need it when you have to defend yourself under any circumstances, because the last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. Now, you'll also get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member of the USCCA, so keep all that in mind. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo link that's right there, the red, white, and blue logo link on the right tab of the website. Well, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and impeachment is on my mind. How about you?
Well, there's a big brouhaha. The Democrats went all over this one about John Bolton saying that he will testify. That's not quite what he said. I read his statement. If, in fact, there is a subpoena issued by the Senate for John Bolton to testify, he would be willing to comply. Now, we know that the Senate is not going to issue a subpoena. So, I don't know why everybody's, jumping up and down and so forth and so on. Now, there's a couple of interesting things that are happening. I think Senator Josh Hawley is saying that he wants to, he's introducing a measure that the Senate is giving the House 25 days from the date of the impeachment vote to, I think I'm going to get this right, present the articles of impeachment. If they don't, then all bets are off. So 25 days, I think, because it happened on the 18th, is like in a week and a half. There's another thought that, they will, give the House, another due date. These are all things that are being talked about in the Senate. The due date that says present your case on this date, otherwise we're going to consider the whole process null and void. That doesn't mean that Trump wasn't impeached. In the House he was impeached. You can't unring that bell. So if there is something that is presented, then they could go for two things, and well, actually could go for three. I think I've mentioned this before. They could, one, go to a motion to dismiss. Two, they go listen to whatever Nancy's manager, she had two managers, for one for each article, and then go for an acquittal. But there won't be any more witnesses. They're just not going to be, because the position is that the House has made, they had their case. They've presented their case, lock, stock, and barrel. They packaged it, and they voted on it. So that's kind of the situation here.
Now, the other thing is Marco Rubio, our senator here in Florida, has come out and said that the Senate, and I don't know what his position is on all of this, the Senate has absolutely no, they do not want to subpoena John Bolton. So he said that they're not going to subpoena him.
That's what I just said. The Senate's not going to issue a subpoena. So it's a moot situation. But what they did go to Bolton and say, what's your position on this? And they said, well, you know, if you issue a subpoena, I will likely comply instead of taking it to court. But there won't be one. So it's a moot topic.
Now, there's a very interesting story coming out of the Department of Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security is agreeing to share citizenship data with the Census Bureau. And I think I know where this is going. I think they're trying to head off the illegals registering to vote before they're able to get into the system. What say you?
I don't know. I haven't read it, but that would say to me that there would be some kind of a platform by which the Department of Homeland Security database would go to the census system first, before the census is being taken, so they could necessarily track down who is not going to be counted or where they may be for checks and balance. In other words, we need to find where these people are and going to check them off. That's what I'm gathering, but I haven't read what you're talking about, so I can't offer more.
Okay, now I'm going to kind of do a 180 and go backwards a little bit. Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is not going to get involved in this episode in Iraq, and he said that Israel should just absolutely stay out of it.
Well, he's saying that overtly, and that's fine. But there's no way that he being Israel, is not going to be on both the offense and on the defense. I mean, that stands to reason, because we may end up having to use part of Israel's airspace, so that certainly is going to involve them, and that because the other piece part to all of this nonsense between the United States and Iran is Hezbollah, which is based in Lebanon, which has the rockets pointed to Israel. So I hear what Netanyahu's position is, But he's just, I think, putting that out there, like, you know, you guys deal with it and keep us out of it. But the Mossad is not seeing any indications right now of any imminent attacks by Iran against Israel. That could change, but that's his position right now.
Now, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for all the different articles that she writes and the different articles that she posts over there. All right, well, the trade emissary, I think that's his title, Peter Navarro, has come out and made a statement that two of the biggest trade deals ever in American history may come back-to-back and soon.
I think there was supposed to be a formal signing of the trade, the first part of the trade deal between the United States and China this week or next week on phase one. I think they were trying to schedule that. President Xi would not be a part of it, but... they would have, I don't know, their other trade people to attend this. So, yeah, January the 13th. I think that's when they have scheduled the 13th. So we'll see if that's when it is.
What would you say if I told you that one of the hottest places on Earth to be right now is not the equator, it's the country of Australia?
Look, we had the Golden Globes here the other night, and these Hollywood types, we're talking about how the fires in Australia were as a result of climate change, which is untrue. They've arrested over 200 people that were part of setting these fires. So I think that Hollywood missed the memos. It is one of the more heartbreaking things that I have seen, particularly with these families, they got that, these businesses, these families, these people, they have nowhere to go except to the coast. I mean, that's it. The entire country is on fire. So they're virtually in the water. The other piece is, they've had some rain, so that's helped, but not enough. And the animals, I think over a million animals have perished in all of this.
Well, there's one species called the Dunart, D-U-N-N-A-R-T, that may have been extinct now as a result of this. And anyway, here comes the music in my ears, so we're going to have to let you go. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes about and whatnot. And we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at some things and browse the headlines real quick here, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi preparing a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. In other news, President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would be willing to testify if there is a Senate impeachment trial. Bolton saying in a statement, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment. Coming back at you, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. And don't forget, if you're up in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or down here in Clearwater, Florida, anywhere in between, pick a spot, take the tour, and find out what they're all about. Meantime, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit NAA.com. aviation.edu/success.
Now, don't forget, and we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you more than the college degree that you could have gone off and gotten. Or, get this, you're going to wind up with a job, but if you're in one of those skilled occupations, which is going to be more than likely a union job, you're going to have to start out as an apprentice, and you might also start out at 80% of whatever the salary is. So how would you like to start out with a job that pays you $50,000 to $60,000 a year, or you might be able to make a lot more? How would you like that? So guess what? Guess what? The starting salary you can get is all contingent to you trotting on over to the website, NAA.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080 and telling them you want to take the tour, National Aviation Academy. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, too. All righty. And a good morning out there to the Godfather. He's listening this morning. Good morning to Colonel Jim. Good morning to Eric. Good morning to Susie Q. She's in there. And by the way, the lovely Susie Q and I will be up in Brooksville on Saturday for the Hernando County Fairgrounds. So the Two Guys Gun Show up there, that's going on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. And we'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. So stop by and say hello. When you come in the door, we'll probably be down the end looking at you. So we're looking up at everybody coming in the door. That's what I like to do when I get there. Then I know who's coming in our direction. How you like that? So there you go. So we look forward to seeing you there. Now, unfortunately, an Army Reserve Brigade commander, recently appointed commander of an Army Reserve Brigade in Kansas, died on New Year's Eve in a single-engine airplane crash, along with another passenger in Johnson County, Kansas. And a very tragic situation to have happen for whatever reason. They were traveling, apparently, back and forth, going to a Kansas City Chiefs game, is what I understand. But anyway, a senior chief is facing court-martial proceedings over allegations that he assaulted and sexually harassed shipmates while assigned to the dock landing ship Whidbey Island. Now, we don't know anything other than that. We haven't got a name. So we certainly don't know, but that's a report that the Navy is putting out there this morning right now. Now, the Marine Corps, new in 2020, are talking about possible upgrades again for their uniforms. Now, they just went through and changed some stuff, but now they're talking about making some more changes. So we'll wait and see what that's all about. So Marines, if you didn't like what you got when they changed it, they're going to change it again. We'll see what it is they're going to do. Now, the Coast Guard in Oregon had a very unfortunate circumstance. Now, normally the boats that Coast Guardsmen are on can do some amazing things when they encounter some very big waves and heavy surf. And four Coast Guardsmen returning to their Oregon port on Saturday encountered a wake so heavy that it crested the boat's bow, triggering an unrecoverable starboard list that capsized them and threw them all into the water. Now, luckily, they were okay, and they lived to talk about it. But normally, with a wave as big as what hit them, that's curtains for whoever it is that happens to. And they were very, very lucky. But, of course, the Coast Guard is prepared for a lot of things. Now, new veterans are finding themselves employed and connected, but they seem to be having some health woes, and it's getting a little bit more difficult. Health issues are the main concern facing veterans right now in the first year after leaving the military, more than jobs or personal relationships, that from a new survey of nearly 10,000 veterans. We'll try to see if we can figure out some more information about that in the days and weeks to come. Now, a Military Times questionnaire, businessman Mike Bloomberg, who served as mayor of New York City from 2002 to 2013, Military Times reached out to his campaign for answers on several questions related to his military and veteran policy if he is elected president. They weren't all that great. Are you surprised? Shouldn't be. They weren't all that great. And I'll say this much. When it comes to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, they lost their top Republican lawmaker, the senior Republican, on the House Veterans Affairs Committee. He announced he's going to retire at the end of the year. And the Iranian situation now has cast Mayor Pete's candidacy in a different light. Now, the former mayor leaned on his experience in the Navy in a swing through New Hampshire, touting the fact that he was a military veteran, and he knew better when it came to things involving the military than a lot of their other folk. We'll find out if that ploy works for him or not. Also, the BAE Systems Company has been awarded a $175 million contract for modernization work on one of the Navy's ships, the USS Vicksburg. We'll see how all that works out. Now, we got a lot of conversations going on here, and I'm going to read a couple of comments. Let's see here. Eric is chiming in. That was the first United States warship to visit the country of South Africa in 1997, since the end of the Civil War in the United States. He's talking about, I don't know if he has a vessel here or not, trouble on the would-be island. Holy cow, that was the ship that made my reconnaissance detachment was embarked on for our first deployment to South America and Southeastern Africa. Oh, you're talking about the ship I just mentioned. Okay, all right. All right, Eric, there you go. Small world, huh? Small world. Okay, now, something else, and the comments that we get, you know, the questions that we try to answer here. Somebody just asked me, Captain, with the arsonists that set the fires in Australia, will they be charged? People died. Will they be charged with murder? Well, I think that the international laws that set in on that are the same when it comes to a fire with an arsonist. When you set an arson fire and somebody dies, and the fire that you set's the one that caused them to die, I do believe that you can be charged with murder anywhere around the world. That's pretty much goes along with the turf. Now, I will tell you this. It's automatic if you hurt a first responder in any way, you get charged with a felony and you'll go to a jail for a long time, whether you kill them or not. So that's a very bad situation. And let's see. Fox News is reporting. They had another one? George Godfather had another earthquake in Puerto Rico? Because they had a 5.8 yesterday. So now you're telling me you got another one, blackout conditions across the island, 6.5 earthquake. Well, they had one yesterday. I don't know if they've had one again today. That's Kyle. Okay, Kyle Warren. All right. Kyle's saying that they've had another earthquake in Puerto Rico, a 6.5 in the last few minutes. Okay, no tsunami warning. Kyle Warren is letting me know about that. So Puerto Rico, and we do have a radio station down there in San Juan that goes through the Bahamas and whatnot. I'm wondering what's going on there, AM1000. So you folks down there, hope everything's all right on your end. We just got the report here, came over the National Wire. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And to our listeners down there in San Juan, Puerto Rico, if you can hear us listening to us on AM 1000 WVWI Radio in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the toll-free number to call up here where I'm at is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, and give us a report of what's going on down there in your neck of the woods with the earthquake that just struck 6.5 magnitude. That's WVWI, the AM 1000 listeners in San Juan, Puerto Rico. If you want to give us a call here in the state, stateside, 877-969-8600, be happy to take your call. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside to Mixon Fruit Farm. And by the way, those of you that are here on vacation, they got the Florida Tourist Book, you notice in there it says Mixon Fruit Farm. Well, inside the Mixon Fruit Farm building, the main store, is the Mixon Groveside Cafe. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed when you go there. They've got a great Cuban sandwich. They've got a great roast beef sandwich. They've got a great forklift burger. How about the amazing Superman sub? That's a big one. And the nightclub sub. And by the way, when you get done, how about trying the orange swirl ice cream? Now, they got chili for these cold mornings, too. They've got homemade soup. The bread is all homemade. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And while you're there, why not think about taking home some oranges back up north with you? Or you can have them shipped up to where you're at if you're listening. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. If you want to call them for more information, you can do that at 941-748-5829. The number again, 941-748-5829. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay, good morning. I'm talking about the earthquake. I'm going to start that out with you, the earthquake there in Puerto Rico.
Oh, no, something's going on, Matt.
No, the earthquake, Chris, in Puerto Rico. Just, are you familiar with what's going on down there, Chris?
Yeah, I knew that there was an earthquake yesterday, and I woke up this morning, and they guess they just got hit with another one there.
Yeah, they've got a 6.5. Yesterday was 5.8. We hope everybody's okay. That's why I gave out the phone number down there for them to call us if they'd like to and tell us what's going on. 877-969-8600. Anyone down there listening to us on our San Juan, Puerto Rico affiliate. All right, let's start out with a little financial stuff here. How about the Boeing checklist of the 737 MAX aircraft growing? Meaning it's going to be on the shelf longer. What's going on here?
Boeing has already, they've made some decisions when it comes to the plane where there's an actual fuselage factory in Kansas that they're basically shutting that down. They're moving some of the workers that have been working on this plane to some other locations. Even around the country, some of the people out of Washington moving to South Carolina. So it doesn't look good when it comes to that plane at this point in time. They're also reimbursing certain companies, including American Airlines, I think a couple others as well, I think Turkish Airlines as well, and maybe one or two more for the lack of deliveries and how it also the grounding of the plane and how it's hurt those airlines. So it's not good for Boeing right now.
And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that he has to offer, and sign up for his newsletter that he puts out as well. Also, Chris, Wall Street, despite the fact that we've got the Middle East situation going on with Iran and whatnot, U.S. stocks did end a little bit higher Monday, rebounding from the losses on Friday. And it looks like the stock market is just kind of taking all this in stride.
Yeah, to some degree. I think it is. I was still a lot of uncertainty out there. I think people are maybe trying to pick up and weigh what might happen next and whether or not Iran will retaliate or will cooler heads prevail and maybe we'll head in the right direction. I think the threat of all-out war, I think, is kind of, you know, silly. I think we're kind of flexing our muscles to some degree with the moving of some of the B-52s and some of the other assets within the area. Again, might make Iran think twice about doing anything else further. I think that right now you're going to be dealing with an Iran, obviously some, you know, public outrage with certain sect of the population in regards to what happened. I think when that tones down, I think hopefully we can move forward without any further escalation.
Now, have you heard of an IPO called Top Gulf? Because Top Gulf IPO could value the company at some $4 billion.
I haven't paid attention to this one that much. I've been kind of staying out of the whole, kind of aggravated with the entire IPO market in regards to how Wall Street has been handling it with the valuations where they bring these things out, oftentimes at absolutely ridiculous levels. This is what I've talked about at great length on my program, and most of them have been ruses. So I've got to take a little bit of a deeper look into this one.
Now, Jim Cramer of the Financial Guy, that's on television, touts a lot of gold to people about buying gold. All of a sudden, yesterday, he changed his tune, and he says the endless buying for gold could signal a shift to real market fears. What do you think?
I think his point was is that the buying of gold, he was saying, might mean that people might be getting scared of the stock market. The gold's up at highs that we haven't seen since 2013. But then again, think about that for a second. This is why gold is something that is more of a tradable asset than something that you buy and you hold forever. You make it as a hedge in your portfolio, and then when the thing goes up, you sell it. People holding on to physical gold inside their portfolios. Let's say if you bought it back in 2013, you're in the same place that you are today. And, you didn't get any dividends. Nobody paid you anything to hold on to it. It's there for a specific reason. And also, when the specific reason becomes, not useful anymore, this is where you take profits. The same way you do with stocks. When a stock becomes, goes up little by little. Let's give you, for example, I've owned Amazon in our portfolios for a very, 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 very long time, but I've also sold it as well. As the value of that asset in the portfolio continues to grow, you need to trim it down to size.
Okay, I get that. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Apple analysts are talking about seeing a higher price after last year's 86% rally. You think Apple's making a big move again here?
We shall see. I think that there was some talk about, 5G rollout and people upgrading their phones. But, again, I don't think that's going to happen until 2021, and I'm a little skeptical in regards to everybody rushing out to that technology in the first place, and I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult in the United States than in other places. The people are already kind of pushing back to some degree in regards to having the various different little satellite things that they're on every they're like on telephone poles. It's a different type of technology that people are a little bit afraid of radiation. But they've done really, really well with some of their smaller items and wearable stuff, like the AirPods, also the watches, and some of the other things that they've become very, very profitable items for Apple. People are kind of waiting as well to see if they come up with another, new product out there. It's been a long time since they've unveiled something really strikingly, anything really fancy and new.
All right, now Peter Navarro, we got about 30 seconds, is talking about the biggest and best trade deals ever in American history may be coming, mega trade deals back to back. What are you talking about?
We shall see. I know the Chinese are coming here. I think they're going to arrive on the 13th. They're going to be here, the signing ceremony, the 15th for the phase one of the deal. If we can continue to get more things done, in particular, really kind of hammer out the intellectual property stuff, we'll definitely be moving in the right direction. I think it'd be great.
All righty. Well, we're going to let you go because we're running on the end of the segment here. Music's starting to come up in my ear, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Don't forget to check him out and his program all across the country on the weekends on about 250 radio stations or thereabouts. Check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right. Here comes the music, and I'm coming back. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us right after the top of the hour news. And again, we're going to check on that earthquake for you down there in Puerto Rico. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a lot more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.